Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me as we talk about the astrological energies from September 30th through October 7th. We have a lot of movement over this next week and a lot of energies to discuss, as well as to consider how you want to make choices going forward now in your life. We're going to see Pluto stationing direct at 22 degrees of Capricorn on October 4th. However, the energy is very strong, usually 2 weeks before that station direct occurs. So we've already been in this energy. And it's important because Pluto is the third planet in Capricorn to now station direct, meaning all three planets in Capricorn will now be moving forward after being retrograde for months. And this is a significant shift that we're feeling as we move into October. Things have changed permanently. We know that. We can see that in our world. We can see that in our personal lives. But this is more about really operating from a place of higher self-knowledge and understanding based on what this year has revealed to you about your priorities. And the Capricorn areas of our charts have been very intense. They've required a lot of effort, energy, and work. We have had to really stay the course and put in the time to look at these parts of ourselves. So as Pluto stations direct and moves forward, we're going to feel a sense of renewed purpose that is rising up. And it's rising up for you in this part of your chart where the Capricorn energies have been making you stronger. They've been fortifying your spine or your backbone, giving you a sense of self that perhaps you haven't experienced or felt before. And the Capricorn energies are also supporting you in really being an energy master over all the domains of your life. Capricorn is about how we are the own CEOs of our soul's journey. And what are you choosing? What has been brought to your awareness? What are you learning? What have you committed to? What has shifted permanently for you? It's been a lot of energy, a lot of themes in the Capricorn areas of our charts. And now as this energy is moving forward, there's going to be a sense of where you want to go next. And so it's actually an interesting dance that's happening right now, because with the three planets in Capricorn being direct, we do have an understanding of what matters to us for the long term. However, we still have this Mars retrograde in Aries squaring the planets in Capricorn, and that's about more of our short term and our immediate desires that can feel frustrated. So the long-term building is greatly supported, whereas the short-term desires, needs, and impulses might feel thwarted. But if you can see the difference between these two parts of yourself, it will help separate out what to put energy towards, as well as how to work with any frustration, anger, reactions, upset that might be coming up for you through this Mars retrograde period. So know that we are essentially moving and dancing with two parts of our own consciousness right now. The Mars in Aries is that immediate sense of self and what you're ready to begin. The initiation, the pioneering, let's go for it, the courageous energies that are wanting to begin a new cycle are actually the ones that are being asked to slow down. That's because these three Capricorn energies, Team Capricorn, are the strongest energies right now. There's three of them in this part of your chart, and they are shifting your consciousness permanently. Something has died energetically within us, and we are going to feel that shift as we move through the remaining months of 2020. So let me explain that a bit more. Pluto in Capricorn first reached 22 degrees of Capricorn in February 2019. Pluto is so slow moving that it goes back and forth over a degree point in your chart and is renovating it permanently. We say transformation, which is the lovely word of basically saying something needs to die. Something is over. Something has been requiring you to work with it. And this can be through any number of means, any number of healing themes. especially if you have any planets or points between 21 and 23 degrees of the cardinal signs. So 21, 22, 23 degrees of Aries, Cancer, Libra, or Capricorn, this energy right now is going to feel the most intense for you. And it's been working with you since early 2019, changing an area of your life, changing a part of your existence permanently. Now, as Pluto moves away from this 22-degree point and 23-degree point, it's never going to return here in your lifetime again. So it is a once-in-a-lifetime experience, as all Pluto transits are. And I have shared with you before that I have had many Pluto transformations. And what I've learned and what I can offer you is that when you're in it, there is an intensity. It can be very emotional. There can be a lot of fears. It can feel powerless. And then as Pluto moves away, at least by 1 degree, you start to feel a loosening and an opening. There can be a relief, almost like the pressure is off. And so Pluto is going to get to 24 degrees of Capricorn the end of this year, and it's never going to be back to 22 or 23 degrees of Capricorn again in this lifetime. So all that to say that not only are we shifting here in October as the month gets started, but there's something that you're moving away from that you've been working with since early 2019. Now keep in mind that this degree point that Pluto's at is also the same degree point where Saturn and Pluto were conjunct in January of this year. And that conjunction was also what started the COVID experience when there was first the reports of the outbreak in Wuhan, and then how that unfolded around the globe and how that reached us and affected our individual experiences. Now that we have Pluto hanging out here, we're looking at what has permanently changed for you since January of 2020, and that could be very easy to answer. Of course, it was only 10 months ago, although it feels like eons ago. And we could also look back on ourselves and see that we had different priorities. We had different understandings about the world, about what we thought this year was going to be, and how things played out. But now that we have matured, we have new understandings of what we're responsible for. We have new understandings of our personal commitments. What are your new personal commitments to yourself, to your journey, to your purpose? It's very real. It's very big stuff. It's very serious stuff. And it's helping you shape the life you want now moving forward. Whereas Saturn brings in the reality checks and the karma, the consequences of our choices. Saturn in Capricorn has been showing us the reality of what something means, of what it looks like, where we need to step forward or where we need to make a choice and move away. Saturn is very direct in a sense of us understanding what life is about. And then the Pluto energies are working with our fears and unconscious layers of energies through multiple lifetimes, digging in to what needs to be healed, what needs to be seen and faced. And it's really been that churning, the angst, the uncertainty, the fears. And all of that has been working with us each very deeply. And as we move into October and beyond, the energy is going to bring up a sense of clarity around your purpose. And that's not simply perhaps career or profession, but what is my soul's purpose now? What is truly resonating with me now? And as the Pluto energy moves forward, it opens up space for us to hear and see what we couldn't see before. It's a bit like it clears out the field, a bit like it has come through and destroyed or removed what was previously occupying a space and brought something down to the ground, cleared out the dirt, cleared out the earth, literally removed everything that was there previously. And now you can look at that space and get clearer on what do I want to build here? What has meaning? What matters to me? What is essential in my life? And that gives you a new sense of power, as well as some new goals and ambitions to tap into. So I feel like what's happening here as we move into October is that there is a renewed sense of what matters, and to be very clear within yourself around who you are now and what you can realistically commit to. I also feel like this Capricorn energy has made us very strong in the house where you have Capricorn planets right now. So the transiting planets have been hanging out between 17 and 25 degrees of Capricorn, requiring a lot from you, asking you to stay the course, no shortcuts, and to just keep your focus on what's in front of you. Now there's going to be a renewed, it's like, I feel like this building energy where there's a sense of being strong in yourself in ways you didn't know were possible based on these permanent life changes. So we've all had a lot of renovation going on within ourselves, and it's something that when you're in it, it can be hard to see it, but be sure to recognize yourself, be sure to acknowledge yourself, and give yourself the credit you deserve for what you have been through here in 2020. Now keep in mind that Mars in Aries retrograde is our ego, where there can be a false ego or unhealthy ego, and that is what's being renovated right now as well, so that the consciousness of our current self can really match up with the higher consciousness of the soul's journey. And you could see them as two energy fields, or perhaps two concentric circles that maybe weren't in true alignment. This Mars retrograde is a gift, if that's how you choose to see it. And it's asking us to slow down what we think we want, slow down the desires, pace yourself, give yourself time, wait it out, because when this Mars can trust a process, then it comes together even better. And it connects in a clearer fashion. It connects in like a clearer, higher way that makes everything easier. Team Capricorn is definitely dominating right now, especially because all three planets will be direct. But we have our personal desires, the things we want to do, the things that matter to us. And if you can just trust the timing on that and that it's okay to go slower, it will pay off. Now, in addition to these energies of the week, we also have the Aries full moon, which is happening at 9 degrees of Aries on October 1st. I have a separate video for you on YouTube discussing that chart. But it's interesting how this is a full moon where the moon is conjunct Chiron. And Chiron is what we've been healing throughout this year, the parts of ourselves that are gaining courage, the parts of ourselves that are gaining confidence and that we're getting to know for the first time. Now, this is where we've been doing a lot of healing work in ourselves, around ourselves, our sense of self. And this full moon is going to illuminate more of who you are now. Parts of yourself you didn't see or you didn't claim. There's an energy of hermit energy with this full moon. And that's because Chiron's retrograde, Mars is retrograde, we have strong Capricorn energies. It's almost like the internal workings of ourselves are requiring a lot of energy, concentration, focus, and there can even be a sense that we forget to work with people, to talk it out, to go to others, to share what our experience has been. So what the moon is showing you is, where are you needing to see some parts of yourself that were hidden from you, hidden in your own consciousness, but are true aspects of who you are. And they are energies that want to support and provide courage. It's like the courage to be yourself, but also the ability to stand strong in who you are and what matters to you now. And I feel like this also plays into the internal renovations and reworkings that we've been doing on a personal level. Now, keep in mind the sun is in Libra, and that is the energy of conversation, talking, sharing, meeting up with friends, you know, having the exchanges that give you something new to consider. And it's good to note that there is only one planet in Libra, and that's the Sun. And so it could feel like it gets a little bit lost because we have the strong Aries and we have the strong Capricorn energies right now. And there's a sense of, well, how do I balance all this? How do I balance my life? How do I balance my mind? How do I balance my heart? And the energy that's also coming through this week is that the Sun is ruled by Venus, and Venus enters Virgo on October 2nd. And Venus in Virgo is particular, and she wants things to be simple and clear. She wants things to be in a process and well organized. And this Venus will commit to what serves her in terms of it has a payoff. It has an ability to help people, to heal people, but also about self-care and how she can take care of herself in a way right now that shows her what matters. Venus is picky. She's picky in Virgo. She can be too particular. She can be out of touch with her heart and not as caring or nurturing as she's maybe comfortable with. This is a Venus that likes to work, that likes to have her routines, that also needs to check in with her body. So it's very interesting how the themes right now, I feel, are coming back to the body's consciousness and what your body is telling you. And where you are getting information about what you need energetically from your physical self, keep in mind that both Mars in Aries and Venus in Virgo are about the physical self. Venus moves rather quickly through Virgo as she will enter Libra on October 28th. And that is one of her home signs where she will be very happy to be in Libra by the end of the month. But until then, her purpose in Virgo is to help us get clearer around what is essential and what matters, and to not be stuck in perfectionism or worry or guilt. I feel like this could be a time of making a lot of progress on projects, ideas, things that you've perhaps put on the back burner, because this Venus is going to eventually work nicely with the planets in Capricorn. Now, keep in mind, we do have Mercury retrograde coming up on October 13th. So the second half of October is going to be potentially really productive if there's things that you want to get done that you just didn't have time or energy for. I think there's something about the second half of October that's going to make it clear to you what matters, where to put your energy, where to put your efforts, and where not to. Because again, the Venus in Virgo is pretty discerning and decisive. And she'll say, no, I don't have a purpose for that, or that doesn't serve a function anymore. I'm not drawn to that. I don't care about that. And then she goes and focuses on what does matter to her. So know that whatever is opening up here the first week in October, it could become really clear to you by the second half of the month what matters, what is worth your time, energy, and attention, and what is no longer something you resonate with or want to put effort towards. Mercury is now in Scorpio, and this is where we can go into deeper parts of ourselves for more meaning, for greater understanding, and to tap in with how we really feel. What is the truth around your feelings? And that's something that Mercury in Scorpio will reveal. You will have a very clear understanding of something that you want or don't want. Scorpio is about love or hate, life or death, yes or no. There's often no in-betweens with the Scorpio energy. And so this could bring you clarity around something that you've been mulling over. However, because of the Mercury retrograde, we're going to be going deeper into how we feel in a very passionate way. Like, this is about uncovering something that you perhaps want or you want to do, something that matters to you. It's about looking at what fears are preventing you from doing something, wanting something, communicating something, etc. This is about looking at what's going on in the deeper layers of our brains, the fears that have been imprinted in the unconscious or subconscious that can be released. And it feels like that's going to be one of the best gifts of this Mercury retrograde. And that's because Mercury in Scorpio is going to oppose Uranus retrograde in Taurus three times, October 7th, October 19th, and November 17th. And this is the energy of, I'm going to say, clearing out the brain, clearing out the fears, getting rid of what has held you back that maybe has been too powerful and or powerless. And it's prevented you from rising in consciousness around what's possible in your life. And this opposition between Mercury and Uranus is going to happen three times at 9 degrees. So if you have any planets or points, especially of 9 degrees of the fixed signs, okay, the fixed signs are Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, Aquarius, this energy is going to be working with you more intensely. And it's meant to help you, it's like get free of something that maybe has imprisoned you mentally, or a fear that has been all-consuming, something that has shut down your own experience of life. And it really feels that big because I feel like there's something about this Mercury in Scorpio retrograde that's going to gift us with an opportunity of looking at what we've been holding back, where we have seen something in a almost like a closed down manner, where you know you can only see straight down the alley. You can't see anything else. It feels like there could be like a narrow-mindedness, and that it's been shrouded in fears. It's been covered in these energetic imprints from other lifetimes, perhaps where you died, perhaps where something horrible happened that really embedded that fear in you. But this is a energy of being released, because the opposition to Uranus is shaking up what needs to go. And the other thing that's important here is that Uranus is the higher octave of Mercury. So Mercury is the human mind, Uranus is the cosmic mind. And Uranus is bringing in a new energy that basically is meant to break us out of something we've carried for lifetimes, a fear, an uncertainty, a doubt, an emotional pattern, an emotional cycle. And this can be, of course, rejection, abandonment, betrayal, manipulation, control. To a certain extent, we all have those experiences of those energies, but you get to choose how you approach them, how you work with them, and how you handle them. Mercury retrograde is going to give you an opportunity to work through a fear into mid-November. And mid-November is when there's a lot of shifts happening, because we're also going to have Mercury direct by then, as well as Mars direct. So considering how fast time is going, that will be here soon enough. But in the meantime, one of the best ways to look at this Mercury retrograde energy is to look at what emotional fears are coming up for you, and are you willing to be freed from them? Are you willing to open up and see it from a different vantage point or a higher perspective? Are you willing to call in a new truth, a new emotional imprint? And I'm also feeling like there's an opening here to understanding how you can feel safe, feel protected, and feel loved even during times of uncertainty. Even if there is a big risk or something you want to go for, something you want to try, a new dream, even when there's these new possibilities opening up, we always have the fear of some sort come up. And maybe it's even the worst case scenarios that play out. The parts of us that hold us back, maybe if we're overthinking it too much, or we're going into different things that we don't want to experience. So we're thinking about, well, how do I prevent this from happening? Or how do I protect myself? Or what do I do if this happens? And, you know, we go down all these mental rabbit holes that probably aren't going to happen. And it's that experience of anticipation, wanting to be prepared, wanting to be in control, not wanting to get hurt, etc., that are all part of the human experience. And so on one hand, it's very normal. And it's okay. And it's something about if you can just talk it out or write it out or get it out of your head, that can help alleviate any of that pressure, emotional intensity, anything that's building up. But I think that over the next number of weeks, if you are willing to work with this energy consciously and to remember that you are in control of it, you are the powerful one here, that's going to help you see what is holding you back and that you could work through some fears in a really big way into the middle of November. Where you get to that point that if something happens that you don't like, you know you'll get through it. You know you'll be okay. Or if someone says something and it hurts your feelings, you move through it faster. Or if you make a choice to go for a job interview and it turns out you don't get that job, then you tell yourself, well, that's because there's another job coming that's even better. And I know that this happened for a reason. So it's looking at how we cannot play into the fears too much and that we can come back to center and be grounded and clear that no matter what happens, no matter what unfolds, you will always have a new choice to make, and you can make that new choice from a place of power and self-love. And that is one of the gifts of Scorpio, is that we look at what these fears are, and when we don't allow them to operate outside of us, when we don't allow them to have too much power or control, then we claim our power. We claim our ability to be in control of ourselves, of all of our energy, of what we do next, and to stay open to trusting ourselves. So I feel like this Mercury retrograde has some beautiful advantages. If you're willing to take this as an opportunity to work with them, there can also be a lot of unexpected developments, shocks, secrets coming out, revelations, a lot of things coming forward that can seem like they came out of nowhere. And that can be both a good thing and a jarring thing. But understand that we're meant to look at the fears and to not give them too much power. Because Uranus in Taurus, the cosmic mind, is bringing you back to the power of manifestation. It's almost like when you face a fear within yourself, at any level of your being, and you do so courageously and you do so honestly and authentically, the energy shifts. It shifts instantly. And then what can happen is you have these crazy manifestations of things coming together really quickly and in a beautiful way that you couldn't have orchestrated yourself. And that is the cosmic mind or the energy of Uranus in Taurus bringing things together beautifully because you were willing to go into the fears and shift them. So know that there's rewards for doing this kind of work and that sometimes we make things much worse in our heads than they are. And that's part of the anticipation and the unknowns. But it's sort of like you could be planning for all these worst case scenarios. And then when the event happens or the conversation happens or something develops, none of those worst case scenarios ever happen. And you just realize you wasted all your mental energy on things that never mattered. And it can free you up energetically, but show you that God, Source, Spirit, the universe is on your side and you're supported when you're moving forward with that sense of trust in benevolent developments and the best possible outcomes. So I just want to offer that as one way to work with the upcoming Mercury retrograde energies, which begin on October 13th and last until November 3rd. And keep in mind, you can check out all of the energies of October in my October monthly Soul Growth Astrology webinars. You can get it for $11 if you use coupon code Libra. And it shows you all the energies of October, including the two full moons, the Libra new moon, and more about the Mars retrograde energies in your chart. We have big forward movement in the Capricorn areas of your chart as October gets going. Then we have powerful understandings in the Aries area of your chart with the Aries full moon on October 1st. So know that this month begins in a very strong way, and there's something you're meant to really tune into for yourself. You're meant to understand it. You're meant to know it. You're meant to see something in yourself in a whole new way and to also allow it to help with your confidence and your strength. And before I sign off for today's show, I just wanted to let you know that there was no episode on Monday. I know I usually give you a heads up when I'm going to miss a show, and that didn't happen this time, but there was no show on Monday. I will be back on the next Monday for another podcast episode. And in the meantime, please know that I have a lot of videos for you on YouTube under the playlist section, different types of astrology topics that you can check out and go into. Some of them are specifically about the energies of 2020. Some of them are about the specifics of your astrology chart. So I hope that is a good resource for you to dive into if you're interested in learning more. You can find out more about me at mollymccord.online or over at consciouscoolchic.com. And of course, I am on social media on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Thank you so much for joining me, and I'm wishing you a beautiful start to October 2020. I will see you back here soon for our next podcast episode. And in the meantime, I hope you have a very beautiful and fruitful Aries full moon. I'll see you soon.